It's Monday, June 10th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. 16-year-old Sunita and her 12-year-old sister were walking home in March in Pakistan when they were kidnapped. The men who took them forced the girls to convert to Islam, reports Christian Headlines. Sunita, who is Hindu and lives in South Sudan, said, quote, "We were walking back to our house after working on the farm when men in a car came out of nowhere and dragged us in with them. The next thing we knew, we were in a shrine being forced to say the kalma, acceptance of Islam, by a cleric," end quote. The men who kidnapped the girls told their mother to pay the equivalent of $365, an enormous amount for the poor farming family, or the men would marry off the girls. The mother begged and borrowed from within the Hindu community and paid the ransom. She got her girls back. Every year, thousands of Hindu and Christian girls and young women are kidnapped and forcibly married in Pakistan, the fifth most brutal regime for Christians. And while these forced conversions have been going on for decades, a recent surge in reported cases has brought the issue back into the limelight. Vince Musenbark, a Madison, Wisconsin male science teacher, with the blessing of Alice Elementary School principal Sarah Cutler, showed his transgender coming out video to all the K through 5th grade students on May 16th.
"You've known me as Mr. Musenbark, or Mr. B. You've known me as the person in the science room, as the person with the plants and the animals. Most of what you know is true, but there is one truth that I've hidden from you until about a month ago from my fellow teachers, from friends, from family. I am transgender. Maybe you've only heard those words through the filter of those who hate and fear. I am going to take my wife, Stella Steele's, last name, and I am going to use not Mr. and not Miss, but Mix. You can call me Mix Steele, and for my pronouns, I'm using they, them, and their."
He stated the purpose of the video was, quote, "so all the children can know who I am and who I am becoming," end quote. During the video, Vince Musenbark also showed the students scary, ghost-like figures that represented hateful people that do not support transgender ideology. He read a book to the children entitled, "They Call Me Mix."
"Are you a boy or a girl? How can you be both? Some days I am both. Some days I am neither. Most days I am everything in between."
Matthew 18:6 says, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." Rather than give parents the opportunity to at least opt their children out of the assembly, they told the parents how they had exploited their children's vulnerability after the fact. But it's not possible to unring that bell, as it were. Reason 167, to educate your children at home with biblical values. Call Principal Sarah Cutler to object at 608-663-5224. A young woman who was involved in a crisis pregnancy has shared a powerful message about choosing life for her newborn and placing him through adoption. The mother, Dominique, was contemplating abortion before ultimately deciding to go through with the pregnancy. As is the law in many U.S. states, after giving birth to her beautiful baby boy, Dominique was given 48 hours to finalize her decision to give her baby to an adoptive couple, reports FaithWire.com. Through tears and holding the just-delivered baby in her arms, Dominique made this comment.
"This baby, he would have been gone. That's all I keep thinking, is that he would be here. And he deserves so much more than that because it wasn't his fault."
Dominique explained, quote, "Allie and Ryan are giving my baby something that I could never, ever give him. It's so overwhelming to know that they are doing this for me and for him," end quote. Caulfield Prison in Texas houses 4,200 criminal offenders where the men are so dangerous and violent, they spend 23 hours a day confined to their cells. Amazingly, more than 650 inmates attended Gateway Church's first service within the maximum security prison, and over 500 men made decisions to follow Christ. Providentially, five rival gang members risked their lives to get baptized together just 6 months after Gateway opened their prison campus. Niles Holsinger, Gateway Caulfield Prison campus pastor, said, quote, "We were able to do something that no church has ever been able to do in the history of this prison. and that is water baptized men from what's called administrative segregation, a section of the prison that has the most violent felons of the whole prison, end quote. Five men were escorted into the gymnasium, each one shackled hand and foot and around the waist, and escorted by a guard that would not remove their hands from their arm until they were picked up and put shackled in the water baptism tank, reports the Christian Post. Mark 16:16 says, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." John Stark of Stevens Point, Wisconsin wrote, quote, "The worldview in 5 minutes is what I consider to be an ideal information source, in that just about every story draws me to prayer. Real-time truth rooted in Holy Scripture, be it persecution or redemption, that shifts me from my self-centered view to a Christ-centered view. It's a daily reminder of the tapestry that is woven day in and day out for them who love the Lord and are committed to His glory. What value can be placed on that? May this ministry continue to be blessed for being a beacon of truth." And Steve Gochi from Sydney, New South Wales in Australia wrote, quote, "I listen to your daily Christian news broadcast every day on the train ride home from work. I enjoy the Christian news with biblical verses, praising our God, reinforcing our beloved God's word. Now the train ride home wouldn't be the same without listening to your daily news. Thank you." I'd love to hear why you listen to the newscast and what it means to you. Send your emails, including your full name, city, state, and country, to adam@theworldview.com. Our goal by Friday, June 28th, is to raise the $50,000 that Generations Ministry is in the red. We are grateful to God for Kezia and Fielding Manawatu, New Zealand, for her $25 gift, for Eric in Douglasville, Georgia, for his $35 gift, for Sarah in Decatur, Alabama, for her $100 gift, for Todd in Outlook, Saskatchewan, Canada, Janessa in Kimberly, Oregon, and Ronald in Cincinnati, Ohio, each of whom pledged $20 a month for a gift of $240 each, and for Clara in Somerville, South Carolina, and Hannah in Portland, Oregon, each of whom pledged $25 a month for a gift of $300 each. These 8 new gifts totaled $1,360. For the grand total toward our $50,000 goal, drum roll please. $2,550. This coming Friday, June 14th, is the midway mark, at which point we hope to have raised $25,000. If you are one of 5 Worldview listeners to pledge $40 per month for a year, and 9 listeners pledge $20 per month for a year today, that will get us on track. And we need another 14 similar size gifts each weekday through Friday to hit our Friday, June 14th goal of $25,000. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, and then make your pledge. Don't forget to click the recurring monthly donation button if that's your wish. We're counting on 14 Worldview listeners to step up to the plate today. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, June 10th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.